Long story short, I've told many, multiple versions or my side of the story of what happened. I told the unhealed version of where I felt like I blamed others, and then the second part of where I blamed myself, and now this. So all of it was the truth. It was just my version, and it's proof that as you heal, you see things different. And I never intended on hurting anybody or hurting people. It's just what happened. So I got kicked out, and they ended up, what they did was they was nice enough to call me a U-Haul to drive to put my stuff in a storage location, and then I was supposed to call them and get them the U-Haul back, and they were supposed to take it back. So long story short, that didn't happen. Lines got crossed, and I felt disrespected by myself because I allowed whatever else to happen. Now, here is the odd part of the story, and I'm going to stop after that. Go back and listen if you want to hear the rest of the story. But I do believe that I did not tell this part, and all else was the week prior. I had a prayer closet because that was my thing back then. I was like, God, give me a place where I can get my prayer closet and I can pray and stay safe and sanctified and clean. And I was like, thank you for that. And I'm going there naked, so to speak, you know. I wasn't going there without it, with any requests. I'm just going there to pray. Pray for individuals, pray for. It wasn't me. It's Holy Spirit. I prayed against a car wreck that I later found out was the truth, because the person called to me and confirmed, and they was like, not about the car wreck exactly, but my daughter had got in the car and she started praying, and this one thing that she had learned, or that I think I had taught her, maybe the church taught her, I don't remember exactly, but it was like, angels are surrounding us, so all you have to do is, when you feel like you're in trouble, command your angels to protect you. And that's what she did when she got in the car, is, she got in the car with my mother, and they were leaving, and I think that was the person that I was told that was supposed to be in the car with. And I didn't really think about it. Long story short, she said, I command my angels to protect me, and they were there. Still to this day, it's a mystery on what happened as to why. That's when we passed away, and the first part of the story is in the second part. First part was that. Second part was that I was in my prayer closet and I was talking to God about my next place to go and where I should go. And I still have it written down. I think I still have a book here in Madison, Texas. It's in the second place that we lost. I believe. The storage that we lost. I tried to keep a record of these things because I was like, people think I'm crazy, you know? So I had to write down that. Every time I was in a prayer closet, I would write things that I was hearing. One of the things was that I was going to my new home. And it was going to be very soon. And the second thing, rather, was that Monday something significant was going to happen, and then after that money was going to be involved, like it's going to be like a train reaction, so to speak. So I was in a hotel, I think it was Saturday night, because he
I got a headache, and then a headache, and I guess he felt, you know, it was the other person that was there that did help, thankfully, helped me load the dressers, my dressers and everything that I had gotten from church members and other people. I think I had a bed and some of the stuff, all the stuff that I had gotten, all of that was really hard, clothes, social security card, all of that. And it was like, maybe an hour or so when I was off. And it just was distinguishing to me to stay in the room, don't go to the house because that new place would be open. And so I felt stressed because I was like, okay, how am I going to pay this bill, pay this off, if such and such happened and such and such. So come to find out, Monday, something did happen. I got into a car wreck, and the car was idle. Well, it wasn't a car wreck. The car was idle. The person, the lady was coming head on. Like, I had the keys in the ignition. The car was not turned on. I had my children in the seat, and we were all sleeping. And, she came and she hit the side of the U-Haul truck. Now, she was Nigerian, and I was like, is there a thing against me? Like, so to speak, and I curse. Like, this is something terrible. I think that these events keep happening in there. All surrounding Nigerians just got me like curious, and I was like, am I cursed? Is it me? Like, because I went to church? I was just like, this was like what happened later after the events of my health started declining and the aftermath. In which, if you were listening, if not, go back. I'm not prepared to talk about that whole subject of the babies, even though I will talk about the sores and my health declining, of my heart, chest hurting, and sort of speaking everything else. Y'all just give me a second. I keep getting around.